Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Definitely Maybe, another popular Ryan Reynolds rom-com, a movie that has been one of the more interesting premises compared to many other rom-coms. Now, if you are new to this podcast, I feel like I have seen every rom-com because my mom used to watch them all the time. So I have seen so many of them, and I'm including Hallmark, Lifetime, the fucking channel that's like, men are evil and they will hurt you. That channel. And also every other fucking thing, like Definitely Maybe. They're very cookie cutter to me compared to most movie genres. Now almost every movie genre that can be critiqued, can get that critique that way. But these movies are the same story almost every time, in my opinion, in my perspective. This one is just the most cookie cutter to me. A girl and guy like each other. They get mad at each other. They make up. They live happily ever after. That's almost every fucking one. I don't give a fuck. It happens at one point. There's them going like, oh, she's pretty. He's handsome. Oh, I like you. I like you too. Oh, there's some drama? Oh, I'm mad at you. I don't want to see you anymore, but I love you. Oh, you are wrong? Or, oh, I forgive you? And that's be happily ever after. Wee! That's like every one, okay? Every single fucking one of them. This movie still follows some of those tropes. But the storytelling style is what helps make this movie more unique. This movie opens with a newly divorced dad who is picking up his daughter from school. Where they just had the talk with all the students, which the parents didn't know about. The daughter then has a lot of questions about it and how he met her mom and what love is, how adults date and decide to marry them. So as a way of answering her questions, he tells her that he is going to tell the story of his adult life, where he will tell her about his love life, and she will have to figure out which of the three women in the story is her mom. This movie does have some nice bits with the daughter. Part of the reason she wants to know is because she is still getting used to her parents not being together. She also wants her dad to be happy and, you know, with a partner. He also tells her that no matter what, he got his happy ending because he got her. So it has some, you know, nice, cheesy family moments. I do think it's performed well enough to where they sell the dynamic of the father-daughter. I mean, I like Ryan Reynolds. He's always an entertaining actor, and he's one of the few that'll get me to see a movie, or at least check it out. I love him as Deadpool, and I've fucking grown up watching so many movies with him in it. Yeah, I've also watched a fair amount of movies with him on the podcast. So, yeah, it's someone I enjoy. And I'm pretty sure I've said that in every movie I've reviewed him in. Yeah, it's performed well, and it has what it needs. The cast includes, obviously, Ryan Reynolds, Abigail Breslin, Isla Fisher, Rachel Weisz, Elizabeth Banks, Emily Wickersham. Derek Luke, and Kevin Kline. This movie has some of the biggest stars of the decade, at least in the rom-com section, or even comedies in general. I mean, Ryan Reynolds is always entertaining, no matter what he's in. His style of dialogue, comedy, comedic timing, and charming nature make his roles much stronger in these movies. It makes sense why he was so big in rom-coms during this decade, even somewhat into the early 2010s. So, it's not that surprising. It just isn't. Abigail Breslin was the daughter in this movie, and she does a great job for a child actress. I genuinely believed in her emotional turmoil over her parents' divorce and wanting her dad to find that special someone. Also, she was in a bunch of movies during this time, and I haven't really seen her in a whole lot since. So she could be, but I haven't seen anything with her in it lately. So, yeah, that's all I really have to say about her. But yeah, overall, most of the cast does a pretty decent job, you know, as the characters. It's nothing like Oscar worthy or like, wow, this is their best performance. But, you know, I'm used to seeing Isla Fisher in comedies, she's usually playing crazy characters, like ones that come to mind are like Wedding Crashers, or Tag. That's oddly enough, Tag is the one that popped in my head for one of the first movies I think of her. But yeah, she's usually playing like a crazy character. So it was interesting to see her play something that isn't that. Now, I don't think I've seen a lot of her movies, so this could be more of the norm for her, but not in my head. That's not what I remember her for. So yeah, it's not that bad. Out of a lot of rom-coms, this definitely is not the worst. Even in the realms of Ryan Reynolds rom-coms, I prefer this one over The Proposal. I used to like that one more in terms of the how I would rank rom-coms, but as upon rewatch, which I actually have reviewed The Proposal, I like it less and I like this one more. So this one works better. So overall, I give this movie a 6 out of 10. It's a slightly above average rom-com, so it gets a 6. That's how it got there. It's okay. I don't think I'll rewatch it anytime soon, or if ever, really. I don't really go out of my way to watch these movies. I only ever really watch them if, one, someone's watching it, or someone's like, I want to watch this movie, and I'm like, okay, or they're like, I want to watch a Ryan Reynolds movie, and I want to watch a rom-com, and they'll be like, it's like The Proposal, you want to watch this? Typically, if it's someone wants to watch it, that'll most likely be how I will ever end up rewatching this movie again. So, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I've reviewed a whole bunch of other movies, TV shows, and anime, so if you want to check those out, it's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app you're streaming through. That'll be a notification when I post a review. So, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.